Now, next up, Sinn Féin's leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has said Northern Ireland women must have access to planned new abortion services in the Republic. Mary Lou said she did not want Westminster to legislate for abortions here, but she argued that Irish law should apply to women from Northern Ireland. The MP Alistair Carmichael is Lib Dem Northern Ireland Shadow Secretary of State. Good morning to you, Alistair.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning. And the TV MLA, Jim Alistair. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How, Jim, are you going to stop, or is there, would there be any way of stopping women getting the train down to the Republic and benefiting, in, if they wanted to, from this referendum result?
Well, I wouldn't call it benefiting, but I suppose the short answer is there is no way of stopping people, just as there's no way of stopping people going to Great Britain. There may be aspects of the criminal law about procurement of abortion, etc., which might have relevance in Northern Ireland, but the short answer is there really would be very little way of stopping people. There might be a way of stopping organisations seeking to promote and advance, if that was in breach or conspiring to breach the criminal law in Northern Ireland, but that's a pretty opaque thing.
So you're sounding quite defeatist then this morning, Jim. There's no way of stopping something that you don't agree with.
Well, I'm not sounding defeatist. I'm sounding realistic. Northern, as a legislator in Northern Ireland, when there is a a legislative body, what has happened in the Republic does not in the least influence my views on the core issue of abortion. And if there is a vote in the Assembly where to which it is devolved, then I'm quite clear what my vote will be. But I cannot alter what the Republic of Ireland, in my view, has foolishly done. It's a matter for them. I can't alter that, just as I don't think they should be meddling and altering what the settled law is in Northern Ireland.
Why do you think there was such a landslide victory for the repeal in the South, Jim?
Oh, I don't really know the answer to that. I don't live there. I'm not in tune with their politics. I know there was a frenzy of media activity whipping these things up. But I can't answer the question as to why.
Well, if you don't know what's happening down there, maybe it's happening up here and you don't know.
Well, it's quite clear. I'm elected on a mandate. If people don't like the mandate I have, then they know what to do come the next election. But whether there's a referendum in the Republic or anywhere else does not change my conscientious position on abortion, nor should it. And, of course, there's no role for such a referendum in Northern Ireland, because that's not how we run our affairs. We don't have the written constitution that they have, that they had the change by referendum. We do these things by parliamentary democracy, and in this case, in a devolved scenario, that means we do it in Stormont if and when we have a Stormont.
Alistair Carmichael?
Yes, well, I mean, look, I think Jim's absolutely right there. We now have a very changed political and social reality as a result of the referendum vote last week. And for all intents and purposes, it is now much easier for a woman in Northern Ireland to obtain an abortion. But, you know, this is not a new situation. This has been happening for decades. People have had to go from Northern Ireland to the UK mainland, and now, you know, it becomes even easier. I think, frankly, this does present us with a situation, though, that it is no longer sustainable to argue that people should be walking around the law in this play. I think it's time for the law to change.
You've said that in the absence of an executive here in Northern Ireland, that Westminster should legislate. Is that right?
That is the position, yes. You know, if I thought there was a prospect of an assembly up and running at any time in the near future, then, you know, I would say, well, this is something that should wait. But the fact is that things have changed as a consequence of last week's vote in the Republic of Ireland.
Why have they changed for Northern Ireland? It's a different country.
Well, it is a different country, but the influence and the opportunity for women to circumvent the law is now even greater than it ever was. And I think that it's responsible government to reflect that and to address the challenge that has now been put to us. Remember also, though, the position with regard to abortion is something which has been criticised by international bodies on the basis of human rights. Human rights are not devolved in their legislative framework. Human rights are universal. They take precedence over other law, and they remain reserved to the House of Commons. So there is a constitutional as well as a political reason for going ahead and doing this in the House of Commons.
Jim Allister?
Well, I disagree entirely. I think that the constitutional arrangements between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom is that abortion legislation is devolved. I think actually it's maybe different in Scotland, but I'm no expert there. But it is devolved in Northern Ireland, and therefore it's for a Northern Ireland legislature, as things stand, to make any change.
The fact that abortion is devolved, but the fact is that you don't have a functioning assembly and executive in Northern Ireland at the moment. And I think...
Yes, we don't have one.
Then there is a need for action to be taken, and it can be, and it should be taken through the House of Commons.
Yes, but I wonder, is this contributor arguing that we therefore should have direct rule on all issues? You know, we're suffering a great deficit in our daily affairs in terms of our health, in terms of education. Is this just a selective approach that we take this media-driven, frenzied issue of abortion, and we legislate only in that, but we don't worry about the fact our schools are running out of money, we don't worry about the fact that our health service is crying out for reform, we don't worry about any of those things, we just selectively intervene. That's not direct rule, that is selective intervention for political purposes, and that's not...
Let me put this point to you, Jim Wells, because Nicola Weir... before the result, stress before the referendum result, Nicola Weir was speaking. Jim Allister, I'm speaking to you. Sorry, Nicola Weir was speaking to the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, who said that regardless of the vote, we can't pretend there's not a problem in Northern Ireland. Have a listen to what he told Nicola.
Well, you know, the people will have to decide. I've made my position very clear. It's my personal position. It's not a party position. People in the SDLP are now free to have their own view. Lots of us are coming at this from a pro-life perspective, but I think the idea that having abortion dealt with in the Constitution doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't recognise the fact that people are living in very difficult circumstances and with very difficult particular circumstances. My view is that we should allow legislators to legislate for that, but we shouldn't pretend just because this may get dealt with in the South that there isn't a problem in the North. There is still a problem. In my personal view, north of the border, around fetal abnormality and other issues, it needs to be dealt with. We have an expert's report. If we get an assembly back up and running, I will be arguing for support for that expert's report.
So he'll be arguing in support of the experts, Jim. Are you going to argue against the experts?
I'm going to argue in favour of the right to life. I'm going to speak up.
Well, there is no life in cases of fetal abnormality.
Well, let's just take the case of fetal abnormality. Consider this situation. A child is born who will die because of fetal abnormality. It's a reality, but they are born alive. Who amongst the advocates for abortion is going to say, I will step forward and kill the child? No one. And yet they want to kill it in the womb. I think these people need to examine their conscience.
Well, when you're
they
talking
think it's
about
okay
cases
to kill
of
a child in the womb, but they wouldn't kill it outside the womb. You know, I think that's when you reduce it down to reality, that's where we are.
Well, you use this term, Jim, reduce it down to reality. If you reduce it down to reality, you're trying to impose your views and legislate so that a woman does not have a choice about something that is her reality. That she has been told by a doctor that there is no chance of survival, that there's no chance of life, and you're wanting to reduce it to reality, to your view, prevailing over that woman and what's happening to her body.
I'm wanting, our law presently provides, if that situation is posing significant serious threat to her physical or mental health, then our law allows for abortion. You know, in this media frenzy, that it's been presented as an absolute. That's not the law in Northern Ireland, and that is the protection for that lady of whom you speak. But to expand it beyond this, and to remind you, for example, the 67 Abortion Act is very circumspect in its terms in Section 1. it too requires a threat to the health or life of the mother. But that's not how it's been implemented in practice. It's given rise to 8 million abortions plus. Because once you open this door, there's no stopping it. And that's okay. what's happened in the 67 Act, despite its terminology.
Alistair?
Well, the scope of the 67 Act is something that does come under review from time to time. But I still hear no compelling argument about how there is a justification anymore for leaving Northern Ireland in a different position from the rest of the United Kingdom. For all intents and purposes, all that is necessary now is to take the train to, or will be to take the train to the south of the border, or the ferry or the plane to the UK mainland. Frankly, I think you risk doing yourselves a disservice by leaving yourself in that rather precarious position.
Last word to you, Jim.
Well, I think it's a matter for the legislators in Northern Ireland. You know, the SDOP tell us that still they're a pro-life party. I want to contradict what Alison Morris said earlier in your programme, that there has been a majority in favour of change. There has been no such vote in the Assembly that I can recall in favour of change in the abortion law. So let's get the facts. It's a matter for the elected members if we have an Assembly. It's not a matter for a referendum. And when it comes, everyone votes as they must, according to their conscience.
So would you support a referendum in Northern Ireland, Jim?
No, there's no role for a referendum in our constitutional arrangements other than on the ultimate constitutional question. We decide things by parliamentary democracy.
Okay, Jim Alistair Carmichael, thank you very much indeed.